This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Leaders from across Europe are gathering at an English country mansion for a summit of the European political community. The focus is on migration and Ukraine.
First, we have maintained unity in Europe and are acting together, which means that Putin has missed his primary target. He has failed to create division in Europe.
President Volodymyr Zelensky seemingly called out Hungarian President Viktor Orban during talks on Thursday.
But if someone in Europe tries to resolve issues behind others' backs or even at the expense of someone else, if someone wants to make some trips to the capital of war to talk and perhaps promise something against our common interests or at the expense of Ukraine or other countries, then why should we consider such a person?
Orban made multiple trips in the past few weeks, including to Russia, to speak with President Vladimir Putin, much to the condemnation of other European leaders. U.S. Senator J.D. Vance formally introduced himself to American voters as the vice presidential running mate of Donald Trump Wednesday night. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Addressing the Republican National Convention, the Ohio senator said he's from small-town America.
But it was also a place that had been cast aside and forgotten by America's ruling class in Washington.
Noting he was in fourth grade when a career politician named Joe Biden gave away American jobs with the NAFTA trade deal.
Joe Biden has been a politician in Washington for longer than I've been alive.
In a direct appeal to Rust Belt voters who helped Trump win the White House in 2016.
In every corner of our nation, I promise you this, I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Joe Biden says it's still early in his re-election campaign and that many people don't focus on the election until September. Democrats worried about Biden's ability to beat Donald Trump in November are making a renewed push for the president to reconsider his re-election bid. They're encouraging him to reassess by using mountains of data, frank conversations, and now Biden's own time off the campaign trail after testing positive for COVID-19 this week. Police in Bangladesh have clashed with student protesters attempting to impose a complete shutdown in the capital. Media reports on Thursday said that 10 people were killed. There have been days of violent confrontations during demonstrations over a system of allocating government jobs. Students have been demonstrating for weeks against a quota system for government jobs they say favors allies of the ruling party. South Korea's Supreme Court on Thursday upheld a ruling that same-sex partner was eligible for spousal benefits from state health insurance in a landmark move. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
Kim Yong-min shed tears of joy on Thursday after South Korea's Supreme Court upheld a ruling that same-sex partners were eligible for spousal benefits. The move has been hailed as a win for LGBTQ rights in a country that has lagged behind others in the region. So and Kim had filed a suit in 2021 against the National Health Insurance Service after it cancelled their spousal benefits. The Chief Justice said that denying the couple benefits constituted discrimination based on sexual orientation. Kim's partner, So Sung-wook, spoke moments after the outcome.
When I heard the ruling, I couldn't hold back my tears, and I hope that today's good news becomes a stepping stone towards marriage equality.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was elected for a second term on Thursday after pledging to create a continental, quote, defense union, unquote, and stay the course of Europe's green transition while cushioning its burden on industry.
Here is the result of the vote. Members voting 707. Majority of component members 360. Votes in favor 401.
In an address to the parliament in Strasbourg earlier in the day, von der Leyen laid out a program focused on prosperity and security, shaped by the challenges of Russia's war in Ukraine, global economic competition, and climate change. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, you can follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.